Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the journaling room. I'm so thrilled to have you join me again today. Whether you're in the car, taking a walk, or curled up with a cup of coffee, I'm just so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to dive into a question I hear a lot from clients, from friends, and honestly, even from my own thoughts. Am I even a journaler? Have you ever felt unsure about whether journaling is for you, if you're doing it right? Then this is the episode for you. I'm going to explain how you can actually claim the title of being a journaler. So let's get started. What even makes someone a journaler? Is there a secret society of perfectly curated notebooks and artistic lettering that we all want to get into? Do you have to write every day, filling page after page with profound insights, poetic reflections? Of course, the short answer is absolutely not. Being a journaler is not about perfection or meeting some invisible standard. At its core, journaling is about showing up on the page. That's it. It's the physical act of putting your thoughts, your prayers, your dreams, your frustrations down in some form, with no pressure to make it pretty or profound. Actually, if you've ever scribbled a grocery list while processing out an emotion of being frustrated at the same time, written a prayer in the margins of your Bible while in a church service, or typed a note in your phone because you just needed to get something out, guess what? That all counts as journaling. Here's something I want you to remember. Whatever works for you is the right approach. There's a book that I've been reading called Transformational Journaling for Coaches, Therapists, and Clients. It's edited by Linda Monk and Eric Mazel. And Eric has this quote that I just read, whatever works for you is the right approach. He says, the sheer act of journaling means you're taking yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, and your life seriously, and therefore is a gesture of self-respect. It's a unique gift that only you can give, and it only costs as much as the materials, like your pens and your notebook, or maybe your phone app that you use and the time you devote to it. It's a way to gently improve your relationship with yourself and by extension, your relationships with others and even with life itself. Isn't that so powerful? I think part of the reason why we might hesitate to call ourselves journalers is this idea that it's maybe an identity reserved for real creatives. Maybe you've compared yourself to someone on social media with their gorgeous bullet journal spreads, or maybe you've bought that beautiful notebook only for it to sit empty because you didn't know how to start. I'm terrible at making pretty journals that are color-coded and sticker-filled. Anyone else? But here's the truth. Journaling isn't about how it looks. It's about the process. It's about creating space for yourself to slow down and tune in. And as a Christian, I believe it's also a way to listen for the gentle whisper of God's voice. So let's talk about those blank notebooks you've been saving for the right time or have a fear of messing it up. Friend, those blank pages are for you. They're meant to be used. So let's let go of this idea that they're too precious to touch. They're not waiting for the perfect moment. They're waiting for your moment. Now that we've established that you can call yourself a journaler, let's explore why the practice can be so valuable. Research shows that writing down things helps us process emotions, clarify our thoughts, and reduce stress. Journaling helps us make sense of what's going on inside us, and therefore we're able to navigate life with more clarity. It's a safe space to pour out everything you're carrying, the good, the hard, the messy, without judgment. In the Christian life, journaling can also be an act of worship. It's a way to record God's faithfulness, wrestle with questions, or pray in a deeply personal way. I love how the Psalms show us raw, unfiltered journaling, right? David's Psalms are full of lament, joy, anger, and praise. It's messy. It's beautiful. And it reminds us that journaling doesn't have to be polished. It just has to be real. So if you're still wondering, okay, Kendall, but how do I actually do this? Don't worry. I've got you. Here are a few tips to help you embrace your identity as a journaler. Number one, start small. You don't need to commit to pages of writing every day. Start with one sentence or two. Ask yourself, what's on my heart today? And go from there. Number two, keep it simple. Use whatever works for you. Are you led towards a notebook with a pen? Are you more of a tech person and want to use an app, even a sticky note? The tool doesn't really matter. Just establishing the habit does. Number three, let go of perfection. Oh, this one gets me. Anyone else? Y'all, no one else is grading your journal. It's for you and God, not for an audience. If you're worried about privacy, consider a password-protected document or app. I know iPhone has a journaling app that is password protected. I even have someone in my life who's in charge of safeguarding my journals if something happens to me. Don't let worry about privacy keep you from journaling. You can figure that out. Number four, experiment with prompts. And I'm going to be doing a whole episode on this coming up. But if you feel stuck, you can try prompts like this. What am I grateful for today? Where did I see God at work? What's one thing I'm wrestling with? What's a prayer I need to release? Number five, use scripture. Reflecting on a verse and writing about how God is using it to speak to you is a powerful way to connect with Him and to deepen your faith. It's one of my favorite ways to journal. And then lastly, number six, create a routine. This is so important. Find a time that works for you, whether it's first thing in the morning, during your lunch break, before bed. Consistency helps journaling become a natural rhythm in your life. Consider setting a reminder. Oh, here's my reminder to journal for 5 minutes. Here's the bottom line. If you've ever put pen to paper or fingers to a keyboard with the intention of expressing your thoughts, you're a journaler. There's no exclusive club for doing it right or fancy admittance. There's no gatekeeping, no standard to meet. It's just about the practice, the beautiful practice of showing up and giving yourself permission to be present. Journaling is for everyone. Yes, even you. So my friend, I want to challenge you today. Grab that notebook, open that app, or pull out an index card. Write something down. It doesn't have to be profound. It just has to be you. Let this be your reminder that journaling is not about perfection, but about connection with yourself, with God, and with the story He's writing in your life. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Journaling Room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might benefit from it. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter. Your story matters. Let's step into it together, one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.